Welcome to another inspiring message recorded at Thrive Church, a church passionate about moving people towards Jesus.
It's a real joy to be with you and a real privilege. And I want to say thank you so much for that. When Pastor Byron phoned me up, he said, it's Pensioner Sunday today, and would I come and speak? He didn't really. What I'd like to do is something that I often do when I'm with you. I would like to, if I may, extend to each of you, I'd love to extend an invitation to you. And it's an invitation that comes to us directly from Christ himself. It's an invitation that lies at the heart of what it means to follow Jesus. It's an invitation that speaks directly into the crises, the challenges that you and I face every day. And it's an invitation, stay with me, it's an invitation that if we were to receive and open up and explore and respond to, it's an invitation that has the power and the potential to transform our own lives and our own relationships radically. It's an invitation that has the power and the potential to help us really thrive. It really does. And the invitation, simply, very simply, in East Rand English, the invitation is to discover the easy yoke. An invitation to discover the easy yoke. An invitation to be yoked to Christ. You've been spending, I believe, some time on what it means to be anchored. Can I take you one step further today? An invitation to be yoked to Christ today. So what I'm going to do is I want to read to you some words from Scripture, from Jesus himself speaking, and I want you to hear these words as though you've never heard them before. And I want you to do that because, and you know this, it's going to be a very familiar passage. And very often familiarity is just so dangerous. It's just so dangerous. Familiarity can blind us. It just can blind us to what is in front of us. I often suggest to people, whenever you read something familiar in Scripture, always look for the unfamiliar in the familiar. Always look for what you haven't seen before. And it just keeps you on tiptoe. When you read the Scriptures. And that's what I invite today. That just as I share these words with you, that you'll be inwardly thinking, I wonder what I haven't seen here before. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Come to me. Come to me, all you who are weary, very powerful word. And heavy burdened. Heavy burdened. Some translations say carrying heavy loads. Come to me, those of you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Learn from me. Learn from me, for I am gentle and I am humble in heart. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Powerful, huh? Just let those words begin to sink in. And as you do that, I want to invite you, next little bit of the invitation, I want to invite you to keep one foot in those words. Just keep one foot in those words. Keep your other foot in your own life, your own relationships, your own struggles, your own place of work. And very often, when we can keep one foot in Jesus' words, one foot in Scripture, and the other foot in our own life, it's when we do that, that so often, as it were, Jesus steps out of Scripture and becomes for us the living Christ who speaks a living word to us in the here and now. And that's when real encounter takes place. And that's why I want to invite you to do that. Whenever you read Scripture, one foot in Scripture, the other foot in your life, and as you do that again and again and again, this is the experience of people throughout the centuries, Christ steps out of Scripture as a kind of historical figure and becomes our contemporary and speaks to us a contemporary word in the here and now. And that's what I'm praying. That's what I've been praying for this week, that today, somehow, as we keep our foot in this familiar passage of Scripture, the other foot in our life, Christ will surprise you with his living word today. So I'm going to ask you just to notice a few things in this passage. Will you notice, first of all, notice to whom the invitation is addressed. Just notice that. Jesus says, come to me, you who are weary, powerful word, as I said earlier, and heavy burdened, carrying heavy loads. So Jesus is speaking to people, obviously, here, and in the crowd, he can intuitively pick up that the people that he's speaking to are carrying heavy loads. They are weary, they are tired, they are burdened. Now, we know today that most of the people that he was speaking to, most probably, if not all in that audience, were Jewish people. And you will know, or may know, that in the Old Testament, if you really, really, really want to be a faithful Jewish person, there are 613 commandments. That's a lot of commandments. And then there, in that day, there were a lot of rabbis. And one of the kind of key tasks of being a rabbi was that they would take each of these commandments and then they would interpret that commandment so you would know what it meant in your life. So each commandment had a whole lot of interpretations, and those interpretations were called the rabbi's yoke. So if you followed a certain rabbi, you would take upon yourself his interpretations of those different commandments, 613. Now that's a lot of boxes to tick. That's a lot of hoops to jump through. Religion, for those hearers, had become a heavy, heavy load. A heavy load. Jesus says, come to me, come to me. Now, come to me as your rabbi. Come to me, those of you who are weary and burdened. Now let's step back into your life right now. I wonder what your load is today. Part of me would just wish to be in conversation with you, one-on-one, and just say, what is the load you're carrying at the moment? I bumped into someone in the car park the other day, and this person just, it was just one sentence. And the person said to me, Trevor, my life has just become so heavy these days. So heavy. So heavy. What's weighing you down right now? Can I invite you to just think about that for a moment? Maybe you're weighed down just by those daily responsibilities that just come at you each day, just getting through the day, doing what you've got to do to put food on the table, and it just becomes, you kind of wake up in the morning and the day coming to you is like a heavy load. It's just a heavy load. Sometimes our most intimate relationships, our marriages, they become places of deep, deep conflict and struggle. And especially within this whole COVID thing, I think so much of the stress that we feel gets worked out in our most intimate relationships. And we kind of bring home the loads that we are carrying. And it kind of all happens, the struggle, in our own most closest relationships, which are supposed to invigorate us and energize us, but they become heavy, heavy loads. Someone said a long time ago, they used to sing a song, I'll be loving you always. Now they sing, help me make it through the night. It's getting just a little harder. It's just a little harder. Some of us are carrying heavy loads from all those curved balls that come our way. Things that we just didn't expect would happen. And it's like a curved ball. Some of us are living with chronic pain. Chronic pain. We wake up in the morning, our bodies are sore. We go to bed at night, our bodies are sore. It's a heavy pain. Chronic pain is a heavy, heavy load. Just living in this country of tragic beauty, our own country, our beloved country, just feeling the challenges, the upheavals every day. Bumped into someone on Tuesday who said to me, she lives in Itwatwa, I haven't had water since Tuesday for a whole week. Just the load of life in this country. The load of grief and loss and sadness when we grieve someone that we long to be with who isn't with us anymore, a parent, a child, a spouse, a partner. It's a load and it gets heavy. I want to ask you, what is your load today? What are you carrying? What weighs you down? And I want to say that to you who's carrying that load, there's an invitation. It's addressed to you. It's your invitation. Come to me, those who are weary and heavy burdened. Come to me. Now, there's nothing more tragic, I think, sometimes. Well, I'm sure there is. But there's something tragic about an unopened invitation. Huh? I was preparing a couple for marriage. I never forget, never forget. And I met with them one day a week for 6 weeks, just preparing them for marriage. I loved doing that. I used to love doing that as a pastor. And then on the last day we met, it was in the week, just before the Saturday, they were getting married on a Saturday. They gave me an envelope. And I just put it on, but absentmindedly, I put it on my desk. Saturday, I did the service, one of the most larniest venues that I have ever done a service at. I only get to these services because I'm doing the service. Anyway, I do the service, and they go off into this beautiful banqueting hall. Beautiful. Table set, candles, chandeliers, food. I just peeped in through the door just to see it. Beautiful. Anyway, I go home. They banquet. About 2 weeks later, I see this envelope. I just didn't open it. And so I opened it up. And it was an invitation to be at the reception. I had missed out. I had missed out on the banquet. I had seen it. I had observed it. But I missed out. It's like this tragedy of an unopened invitation. And sometimes, you know, I don't know about you, I think to myself, you know, God just puts a whole lot of invitations in our life, day after day after day, and they just get lost. They never get opened. We never look at them. We never respond to them. We never explore them. And we miss out. We miss out on that banquet that he wants to offer to us. So will you notice that invitation? But let me take you one step further. Notice that the invitation has got two parts. I want you to really step into these words. Not only put them on your fridge. I want you to step into them with your whole life. And notice that this invitation has got two parts to it. On the one hand, did you notice, Jesus says, come to me. Come to me. Don't you find that surprising? Intriguing? I do. Is there any religious teacher that you know in the world over the centuries who's ever said, come to me? Think about it, just for a moment. Usually they say, you need to go to God. Jesus says, come to me. Come to me. Jesus here offers himself. He offers himself here as the doorway into the heart of God. Jesus here offers himself as the way, the point of access into the intimate presence of his heavenly Father. Jesus here offers himself to us as our divine partner who invites us to live in partnership with him so that we may come to know him and through him come to know the Father in our own life. Come to me. Come to me. Jesus here is offering us himself. Himself. His own very being, presence, power. Come to me. And then notice the other part of the invitation. Take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke upon you. Yoke is a beautiful symbol, isn't it? It's a beautiful symbol. And it's a symbol, just think of a yoke. You think of two oxen together, yoked together, pulling a load. It's a symbol of close, deep, real partnership. And Christ is offering himself to us here to be in life our living divine partner. Take my yoke. Take my teaching. The way I interpret the commandments. Take my wisdom. Take, Take all that I want to offer to you. Take this into your life. Become a learner of me. Of me. Learn from me. I'm gentle in heart. I offer you an easy yoke, not an easy life. And there's a big difference. Anyone who offers you an easy life in the name of God is getting it wrong. We're not protected from heartache and heartbreak, from crises and challenges. We're not exempt. Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. He's a realist. He looks life straight in the eye. But he offers us an easy yoke because he does the heavy lifting. As we pull the loads that weigh us down so deeply. And it's as we enter, and this is the only word I have, it's as we enter into this life with, it's a partnership with Christ, we begin to discover that easy yoke, even in the midst of our heartache and heartbreak, our crises and challenges. With is a powerful word, hey? It's a very powerful word. And I want just to remind you that with has got so many different dimensions. It goes deeper and deeper and deeper. You know, I can go to Ellis Park and I can sit with a stranger watching Pirates beat Chiefs. I can do that. I'm with them. It's a certain kind of witness, withness. I go to work on Monday and I'm with a colleague. That's another dimension. It's a little bit closer, perhaps, than I had at Ellis Park. I go home and I am with Debbie, closely and deeply and intimately. That withness is different to the withness at work. It's different to the withness at Ellis Park. It's personal, it's intimate, it's close, it's real. And so often we are with Christ at these superficial levels. And Christ says, take my yoke upon you because I want to be with you. And will you be with me at this deep level? So that we can pull the load together. I'll do the heavy lifting. And so the invitation has got two parts. This invitation, come to me, take my yoke upon you. Become a learner. Start walking with me. Discover the with Christ life. So, you know, I forget it sometimes. Just last month, now I'm 71 years of age. Do I get a clap for that? And once a month, I talk to this veteran of the spirit. She's a wonderful woman. She's 10 years older than me. 10 years older than me. And I just share my life and what I'm going through and some of the struggles. She listens to me. She doesn't try to fix me up. She prays for me. She sometimes says something to me that's helpful. And I was just pouring out my struggles to her that I was facing. It's been a very bumpy start to the year for different reasons. And she said to me, Trevor, you know, it's funny. Whenever you speak, you always are saying I. You're talking. Are you not with someone? What would it be like if you started talking about we? Because you're in this with Christ. And Christ is with you. And a little light went on, just a little light. That I'm with him, he's with me. That as I speak now, it's We're doing this together. We're doing this together. And I'm trusting him as we do this together to speak his own word to you through all my words. Can we go back to these words? I want you to notice one more thing. One more thing. Will you notice that there's a promise? There's a promise to those who respond to the invitation. And it's a very beautiful promise, and you can see it. Look again. Look for the unfamiliarity in the familiarity. Come to me, those of you who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest. It's a beautiful word, that. I will give you rest. It's a deep word. In the midst of everything, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, because I'm gentle and I'm humble. And you will find what? You will find rest for your souls. I love Eugene Peterson's phrase when he does the message. He says, he translates this as, you will begin to live lightly and freely. Isn't that beautiful? That as we come to Christ, as we take his yoke upon us, and we learn, we've always got our L plates up. We are always learning, always learning. There are no experts amongst the friends of Jesus. Can I say that again? There are no experts amongst the friends of Jesus. We are all learners. We've all got our L plates up. We are learning from him. And it's as we come to him, as we take that yoke, and then as we learn, and it's a daily thing. It's a daily thing. Learning each day from him, as we live with him, we discover that life in which we live lightly and freely. That's the promise. That's the promise. The promise that we will begin to live lightly and freely. We will start to flourish, to thrive. Just the other day, someone said to me, Trevor, why do you follow Jesus? It's a very good question. It's a great question. And there are many different answers you can give. And my answer is very, very simple. He's really shown me how to live. He's given me life. He's given me life. In him, I've discovered life. I don't follow him because he's going to get me to heaven. That's wonderful, but he's helping me to enter into heaven now. He's giving me little tastes of heaven now. Heaven is not just later and far away. It is something I enter into. Eternal life is to know Christ now. In the midst of the mess and the muddle. For many years, and I've shared this once before with you, and I will never share it again. But let me just tell you once more. I had a mentor for many years. He was a wonderful man. A wonderful, wonderful man. He was a philosopher. He taught philosophy at the University of Southern California. You will know that the philosophy department is where all the skeptics hang out. All the bright women and men hang out in the philosophy department. And they use language I don't understand. And he's been there. He died a few years ago. He taught there for 40 years. In this hotbed of intellectual thought. And one day, a PhD student said to him, Dallas, I think he called him Prof. Prof, could you tell me, you're a smart man. Why do you follow Jesus? And because Dallas is a philosopher, he answered the question with a question. And it wasn't a sarcastic question. It was a real question. And he said to this PhD student, tell me, who else do you have in mind? Who else do you have in mind? And he was serious. Let's look at the alternatives. We don't have to be scared of the alternatives. Let's look at them. Let's put them out there. Who else has come into this world and lived the kind of life that Christ lived in our midst? Who else has come into this world and poured out his life, dying, choking in his own blood, saying, "Forgive those who are doing this to me"? Who else has broken the power of the grave and death and sin and evil, and who lives beyond the grave, and who is a living companion, a living friend, a living savior, a living master? Who else is there? Who else is there? Let's look at the alternatives. And so today Christ comes to us, and he comes in the midst of our weariness and our heavy burdens. And he says, "Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. Don't have to clean up your act first. Just come to me. Take my yoke. Take my yoke. Because it's gentle. It's light. It's different to the other yokes. And you'll discover life. A different kind of life. A life of freedom and lightness." And so I just want us, this is always for me a moving moment when I do what I'm going to do, and I don't do it lightly, but I'd love to just extend this invitation to you today. And you may just want to close your eyes and think about it a bit. Just think about this invitation as being addressed to you. Just to you. Come to me. And maybe you've never, ever consciously come to Christ. Maybe you've never done that consciously, decisively. And you may want to today do that. And you can come as you are. And if sometimes this is helpful, sometimes doing this is helpful, that if as you come for the first time, you may want to just indicate that to me so that I can be with you. No one else is watching you. You may just want to raise your hand and I can see your hand, if I can, so that I can be with you and pray with you and for you. And so I'm just going to look around for a few moments. And if you would like to respond to this invitation and come, all you do is just put up your hand. And that, I can see, thank you. I see a number of hands there. And you can put them down once you've, but thank you. I don't know if there's any, and there's no, thank you. I see you, I witness you right at the back, in the back row. And it's a very deep moment, this. Because folk are making a decision. There are things going on in the depths of their souls. Now, there may be folk here who have come. You know, maybe you've been a Christian for a long time. And sometimes you want to go to a deeper withness, a deeper level of withness. Maybe for you today, that will be taking upon his yoke and becoming a learner again. And if you want to, again, you just may want to indicate that. I'm a Christian, I want my withness to go deeper. And you may just want to put up your hand wherever you are, and just for me to get a sense, and I see that, and I witness that very, very deeply. Thank you. And so maybe we can pray. You can put your hand down. Thank you. I want to pray for those who, there were a number of folk who were just doing this for the very first time in their life. And I want to hold you in our hearts today before the Lord. Lord, we come to you. You have spoken to us. And we know that you've done everything that needs to be done for us to come to you simply. You've lived with us, you died for us, you rose for us, and you are present with us. Thank you that we can come as we are to you. And I want to give you just some words to make your own now. Maybe you can just pray them quietly in your own heart. Jesus, thank you for what you have done for me. Thank you for your living word that touched me today. Thank you that I can come to you as I am. And thank you that you receive me with grace and mercy and acceptance and joy. I want to learn, Jesus, to live with you from today onwards. And Lord, there were just so many folk who just want to renew their own witness with you. They wanted to go to a new level. And I thank you for that longing, and I thank you for that desire in their hearts. I thank you. And I thank you that they've heard your word and your invitation. And I ask that you would come to them today in the power of your Spirit, that they may live into this longing and this desire to go deeper with you. And that today there will be a significant shift in their own partnership with you. This is my prayer, Lord. This is our prayer. And we offer it to you with all the love and longing of our hearts. In the name of Christ our Lord, and together as God's people, we say, Amen. Amen.
We hope you have been blessed and helped by this message. For more information about our church, visit our website at www.thrivechurch.co.za.